You're listening to Red Nation Online.
Welcome to From the Black Hole, episode 84. On today's podcast, it's just Jeff and I doing some catch-up on all the Canadian soccer news, plus an in-depth discussion of the Canadian women's national team at the Rio Olympics. Here we are at the house of no pants.
The house of the...
Did you hear that?
Yeah, I heard that, yeah.
Cheryl from the back room.
Cheryl, come out.
Were you laughing at that? At the house of no pants?
Cheryl's actually going to join us on this, so...
No.
She is.
Sure she is.
Are you going to come join the podcast?
Yeah, come join it. Special guests, Cheryl Rayhor. But to properly say her last name, you have to clear your throat on the first part. Rayhor. But...
She's just going to giggle. She's going to sit here and
giggle. Yeah.
She'll be like the laugh track in the back.
Yeah.
Like it'll just be one person.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm here at Jeff's place.
Yeah. It's the house of the chest of Canadian soccer.
And
I may toot my own horn.
We were probably not even going to do a podcast, but I was on the road for work and I had my little recorder. And my computer is in Calgary with my wife and kids.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't need it because I've got the recorder. And my eyes are watering. This is the thing that Jeff never sees when we're recording the podcast.
Is it your eyes constantly
watering? My eyes almost constantly water while we're recording the podcast. I don't know why.
Because he's so happy to be podcasting with me that it brings him to tears.
There's tears of joy, man.
That's right.
Anyway, we have a billion things to talk about. Actually, we just finished watching TFC Orlando.
Yeah.
TFC winning 2-1.
On an offside goal by Josie Altidore.
On an offside goal by Josie Altidore. But a great finish by Tose Ricketts.
Yeah.
A very nice kind of, but weird finish by Kyle Larin. But he got up, got the header, and Bono just couldn't get to it.
He straight up won the header. I mean,
yeah,
he won the header. Yeah.
So
it's a great goal. I mean,
I think that's,
it didn't look flashy, but
I think that's his 13th goal.
Yeah, we'd have to take a look. I can't remember what he's at.
And then he pounded one off the post in stoppage time, which is pretty fun. And TFC's top of the East.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Incredible.
And so...
When would you have ever imagined saying that? You know? Considering the last, basically, decade of TFC existence.
You mean the only decade?
The only decade, yeah. The only decade of TFC existence. It just never seemed plausible. Never.
Not really, no.
Never ever seemed plausible.
Anyway, we've got a whole bunch of little housekeeping things. And then we've got one big thing to talk about. And that thing is the bronze medal win by our women. So... And now my eyes are watering again.
Yeah, but this time he's actually crying for joy.
I'm crying for joy because of our bronze medal. Anyway.
Sure, you watched that game with me, didn't you? The bronze medal game?
No, the Olympic one?
Yeah.
So you were at work?
No, we were... Oh, maybe I did watch that at work.
Was it like 10 a.m., wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. Sorry, I did watch
that. Yeah, it was early.
Yeah, I watched that at work. Sorry, we watched another game together.
Yeah, we watched a different one, yeah.
Yeah, maybe it might have been Zimbabwe.
I didn't watch that game with anybody. I was watching by myself on Salt Spring Island. Well, we're already getting into the bronze medal game. That's supposed to be the next part. Jeez. Anyway, I'm going to say it anyway. And my wife was washing the dishes, and my kids were out jumping on a trampoline.
Yeah.
And it was 9 a.m. when it started there.
Yeah.
And then later I got together with Squiz and took a picture of him smiling ironically while wearing a Barton Street Battalion scarf.
Yeah.
Which is awesome, actually. Super fun.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway. Housekeeping items. There are a million cool things that have happened in soccer in Western Canada and generally that because it's been summer and I've been busy at work and then I was on holidays and Jeff just generally is unreliable.
Yeah, nice hashtag subtle shot.
That's right. Yeah, I snuck that in there.
That's right.
It's like a knife in the dark.
Yeah.
that we haven't gotten to. But we would love to get these on future podcasts. But we are making absolutely no promises.
Yeah, it won't happen. Translation, it's not going to happen.
No, it might happen.
No, it won't.
Some of it might happen.
We're going to say it'll happen, and then we'll be like, what are we going to talk about again?
Yeah. Yeah, what day is this?
Yeah.
I'm hoping some of this will happen. First off, there's some movement on the Prairie High Performance League.
Mm-hmm.
And so it would be lovely to get Dave Nutt, who's been on the podcast a couple times,
mm-hmm.
and who is the architect of this, except without the white hair and the white beard.
Mm-hmm.
The architect?
Yes.
Okay.
Have you seen Will Ferrell? Like the whole MTV Movie Awards skit with
as
Will
the architect?
Ferrell as the architect?
Oh, I think I missed that.
Oh, geez, you need to find that clip.
That would be funny.
And to everybody listening, you need to find that clip because it's hilarious.
There you go.
Ergo, vis-a-vis. Yeah.
You need to find that clip.
Yeah.
Yeah, what were we talking about again? Oh, yeah, Dave Nutt. So, yes, we really need to get him on here to talk about that because that's a big development for us on the prairies who are, you know, small population, spread out, not as easy to establish a League One Ontario type of thing. But hopefully it's at least somewhat comparable to that. So anyway.
I think it'd be comparable to OPDL. I mean, it's standards-based. So when you read the document, it's...
Yeah.
When you read the document, I think it's fairly similar to exactly what Bobby Lennox and those are enforcing out in Ontario.
Right. So that's interesting. That's a development.
Yeah.
Number two, huge
development, honestly.
Yeah, it actually is. It actually is, especially to get elements from Alberta and Saskatchewan and Manitoba just agree on something.
Well, it's only, as far as I understand, it's only for Saskatchewan right now.
Oh, I thought it was...
I don't know if Manitoba and Alberta are 100% in on it. I suspect that Manitoba is,
right,
but Alberta isn't.
Okay, I've only skimmed the document.
Yeah, Dave. The way Dave's always explained it to me is that Manitoba, Hector Vergara,
okay,
have been working on this document back and forth.
Okay,
and that every time they've tried to get buy-in from Alberta, a few of their folks would be in for it, but the majority would tell them to just bugger off because they have the AMSL and don't care.
I wonder if there's any possibility that some of the individual Albertan teams that are at least interested can just kind of go it on their own.
Yeah.
Do they need some kind of sanctioning for that? Or I don't know what the politics and the regulations are.
That's the problem. The problem is the politics would get in the way, you know?
Yeah.
That's the problem is the politics would get in the way.
Okay, so that's story number one.
Yeah. Finished.
Well, it's not because...
on pause.
Yeah. Anyway. Number two. And these are in no particular chronological order. And first of all, I must apologize.
Yes.
Because I don't know anybody named Tony Fusco. We've had Tino Fusco on the podcast.
Yeah.
And then did you miss this series of tweets? Or were you in on this? It was a few weeks ago. Now, I have to say...
Oh, I do remember, yeah.
...that in my defense, I'm the one that... partially remembered Tino's name, and Jeff is the one that completely forgot his name and didn't have a clue.
Yeah, I think I was just like, you know, that guy that runs the...
Yeah, that guy, Calgary, blah, blah, blah. So...
We love you, Tino, we do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, Tino took his CIS futsal, women's futsal team to Brazil, and they did fantastic. And so we need to get him on and talk about that.
Yeah, yeah.
When that's going to happen... hard to say.
God only knows.
Yeah. Number three. Tommy Wheeldon's... What are you doing with my recorder,
Jeff?
I'm
just moving it more centered between the two of us.
No. I'm quieter and you're louder. That's why I put it there.
Yeah. I'm not entirely convinced of that argument.
Number three. Sorry. I'm a little of a klimt right now. Talk amongst yourselves.
Yeah.
I'll give you a topic.
Rob is still trying to clear the tears from his eyes.
They're worse today than they usually are.
Yeah.
But
that's because he's actually physically in my presence now, and he's quite simply overwhelmed.
Yeah, I am overwhelmed.
I'm
overwhelmed. I got to plug my nose.
He saw you at the lens. That's why he's crying.
Yeah.
That was when he first arrived. Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. No, don't you ever notice me kind of sniffing but trying to hide it when we're recording? If you don't, that makes me very happy.
I don't know if I ever... I'm more focused on the Robisms that usually show up all the time.
So. Yes, there are a few of those. Okay, anyway. Foothills,
yeah.
PDL.
Yeah.
went right to the final.
Yeah, incredible run.
Kind of got robbed at the end,
yeah.
Sort of maybe, but they still, I mean...
It was a Canadian soccer moment.
If it was.
If we could make Canadian soccer heritage moments, that would be one of them. But making this an amazing run in their second year and getting absolutely robbed.
But it would be repeated and repeated and repeated and repeated. Bad ref call, get screwed. Bad ref call, get screwed.
Yeah.
Bad ref call, get screwed. Why? Because Canada's too polite or something like that.
Or something, however it work out. Or it finally culminates in a bad ref call against the other team in Canada, like making the World Cup.
Right.
That's what it would be. That would be the end of the... Maybe like, for 100 years, Canada was screwed by bad reffing calls, but finally, in 2034...
Right.
The call went the right way.
The right way. But still...
And Richard Hastings showing up and celebrating just because...
Right, there you go. Okay, but regardless of that, I mean, they can't be disappointed by their season.
No, I think they're probably all blown away.
I mean, it was almost a magical season.
Yeah.
So, good for them. And great for the foot soldiers, too. Who I have to say, I know I've said this to some of them privately, and I've said it more publicly on the Voyagers forum and stuff like that. But if you could take a blueprint for starting a fledgling supporters group, they've kind of got it. And
yeah.
I don't even know if they know that they've got it, but it's
baby,
it's a
got it.
Yeah, it's a super fun atmosphere in Calgary right now. Playing or sorry, Calgary. It's a super fun atmosphere in Calgary.
In Calgary. Calgary?
I said Calgary.
Calgary?
Yeah.
We used to have a player for our team, Kieran, who was from Calgary.
Okay.
And we used to say he was Kieran from Calgary.
Yeah, Kieran from Calgary. Nice. Lovely.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's three so far, right?
Yeah.
Three housekeeping items?
Three at least. Yeah.
I know that there are more.
Yeah.
What have we missed? What did I mention before we started podcasting? Or recording or whatever?
What didn't we... Are we going to talk any of the little MLS things that were happening? Yeah, that was something.
Yeah.
Talking like how Montreal is once again having a late season collapse.
Yeah, they kind of seem to be. I mean, they had a really bad game against Chicago.
Yeah.
Although, I find it more difficult to figure out what's going on with Montreal just because we don't see as many of the games.
Yeah, that's a big problem.
They don't get
why
televised.
Why don't we get to see? You know what? That's frustrating.
It is frustrating.
Watch.
Yeah, I'd like to
watch
I want to
watch Impact's games, and why do they deserve any less... play than the Whitecaps or TFC.
Yeah.
I simply don't understand
why
they've been given less.
Well, I mean, there's the English Canada, French Canada.
Yeah,
thing.
But that's...
But I would love to be able to see all three teams equally.
Yeah, I mean, it's so honestly. Antiquated. That whole thing is so antiquated.
Yeah.
I mean, if that honestly is playing a part into why they don't get as many games televised, that's stupid. And MLS should be yelling at TSN then as well. Because MLS... doesn't give a crap about any Canadian historical French versus English stuff.
They might not even know about it.
They probably don't even know about it.
Yeah.
That's right.
Oh, people speak French in Canada?
Yeah. And, you know, right then and there, I mean, you know, they would want... Why wouldn't they want one of their products...
Right.
Ooh, shudder.
Yeah,
why wouldn't they want one of their products to be getting the same type of coverage as their other...
Yeah, you would think. No, now that actually brings us to one thing that I
what sells another one that we have talked.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, we'll get
yeah
to that
for
in
sure.
Sec, yeah.
But Saskatchewan boy Brett Levi, that was another thing that we mentioned.
That's another thing we mentioned.
Signed a pro contract today, and it wasn't a short-term pro contract. It was a pro contract.
Yeah,
it
goes until the end of 2017 with two option years.
Nice. So, great for him. Congratulations on him for him. We'd love to get him on, so we're going to try and work on that. But this is maybe a different... we didn't talk about this beforehand, but I was thinking about this off and on over the last several days. The Whitecaps are kind of floundering. If you were to evaluate...
Did you just have a mini stroke?
Yeah, I kind of did for a second. I'm just trying to figure
did
it
you
out.
Did you have a Vic Router?
Yeah.
There's a Mobilio!
Leo! No,
Sweetie!
Yeah. Goes to Valentine, pulls it back, or something like that. Mitchell Sweeney, yes!
By the way, we've
classic, classic.
We've decided that Vic Router continuously has miniature strokes while he's commentating matches.
He's going to be the CanPL man.
He will be the CanPL man. I hope he is.
I do.
He's great.
I do, too. I love it.
I think he's
I
great. And people that are detractors, I'm just like, stop it.
Yeah.
Smarten up.
Yeah. Vic's the man.
He is.
Okay, no. if you were to assess... okay, maybe this is... Maybe
assessing makes an ass out of you and...
No, that's assuming.
S?
Jeez. No, here's... No, I just have a question.
I'm on fire.
Yeah. Jeff, he's on fire. Your sense of humor is terrifying. Jeff, he's on fire. Your sense of humor is terrifying. Okay. If you were to assess the Whitecaps Academy...
Yeah.
And process, which... And there's been a lot of judgment placed on them in the last little while, saying that Carl Robinson's crap, their front office is crap, half their players are crap. I don't know that I know whether or not that's true or not. But my question is this. They've had a ton of players that have, or a lot of players, that have come to a point, made the first team, and then not really progressed much since that. Kianos Froese, Marco Bustos, Sam Adekubi is loaned out to Brighton Hove Albion.
Yeah.
Now we're seeing it with Levi. Is the problem that's going on there their inability to integrate players into their first team that should be able to do the business? So, because here's the other side of it. Like, let's, you know, do a compare and contrast with TFC. Right now, well, first of all, you've got Daniil Henry, who they sold. And he's been injured almost the entire time he's been away.
Yeah, isn't that
so
a sad story?
Yeah, it is sad. So hard to draw any conclusions there.
Yeah.
But Osorio's solid MLS pro and has got lots of minutes. Chapman's rounding out very nicely, right? You've got Mobabuli, who's seen some time. What are you smirking about?
I'm just thinking back to my assessed joke.
Oh, jeez. That's not a joke that deserves a second thought. You've given it a second thought.
I disagree.
Now, given that TFC had a ton of injuries and they had to put those guys in, Hamilton as well. Come on, focus here.
I am, but Cheryl keeps laughing.
Hamilton as well, right? Hamilton as well. So there's a bunch of guys that look like they can do it at MLS level. And then you have a bunch of guys that have come in for the Whitecaps and haven't really done it, or they've shown some promise but not consistently. Is there something weird going on there, or am I just imagining things?
I think Froese has actually had good games
when he's played
for the Whitecaps.
He has. So has Adekubi.
Yeah, Adekubi has played well, and so has... I'll tell you what it is, quite frankly, I think that they just don't rate their Canadian talent. Straight up, I don't think the Whitecaps truly rate their Canadian talent, because I think they had a few kids that they pushed in too quickly, too early, like Ethan Gage. Man, I'm blanking on other players right now. But
you're having the stroke now.
I'm having the Vic Router right now. Well, Ethan Gage, I think, is the poster child of the Whitecaps prospect who ends up kind of bombing out. There are others.
Okay.
But,
trust me, there are.
There are. But anyway, I just think that maybe they had some less than great experiences right off the hop. And, they just, I don't know, maybe they have their own little player PTSD when it comes to dealing with Canadian kids that they bring up.
See, but here's...
You know, because honestly, you know, Froese has not looked out of place, and
nope.
He's played well.
Yes.
So is Adekugbe.
Yeah.
Levi right now is playing fantastic.
I agree.
You know, and I think there is a little bit of merit to the concept that the Whitecaps don't give their Canadians enough of a chance. Because look at... TFC's given Osorio a ton of starting minutes, and
Chapman too,
and
Hamilton,
they're both
some,
yeah.
Right?
But Chapman and Osorio are kind of the poster children of this argument, in the sense that I mean they are full on. I mean, we were saying during the game, they're both full on MLS players, I mean,
right?
They're not out of place, and they excel.
Yeah, Chapman looks completely composed and like he belongs on the field.
Yeah,
he had
some bad passes, but
yeah, he had a bit of a mediocre game this game, but he's had some fantastic games.
Well, yeah, and I mean, I think Hamilton also would have grown into it more and more as well. He was bagging goals,
yeah.
You know. Yep. He's begging goals. He got a little bit cold, and then Altidore got healthy, and
sadly put him to the bench. You can kind of see that Altidore is going to step in there and play.
Yeah.
And when they signed Ricketts, he's probably going to be ahead of him on the depth chart. And actually, Ricketts has been full measure for that as well.
Like, yeah. There's another quick little story. The Ricketts revolution of TFC.
Yeah.
The fact that he's got almost a goal per game ratio.
Yeah. And we were saying off air that it was interesting to watch him start playing, because it's so hard to compare the levels that he was at and realize whether or not he was going to be able to do it at MLS level, and it seems very much like he can.
Yeah.
So that's good too. Anyway, I just right now, Whitecaps 2 is doing fantastic.
Yeah.
And if that crew of players, if many of them end up not making the jump eventually, something weird's going on.
Yeah.
Because they're a very good USL team.
Yeah.
And a very good USL team should be able to transition at least a few, or at least a couple of their players into the pro ranks, and maybe one or two of them end up in big leagues.
Well, I mean...
Right? And if none of them do, or if some of them do for a while and then struggle and don't go anywhere, then there's something's rotten in the state of Denmark.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think. But...
Yeah.
Anyway.
It's valid. For sure it's valid.
Yeah.
I think there's kind of been little hints of it all along, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, Whitecaps Hate Canada doesn't just get started...
Well, I mean...
For a laugh, you know?
Clearly that's supposed to be a bit ironic or a bit of a joke.
Yeah. But at the same time, I don't think it gets started. I don't think it gets started unless... You know, you see a whole pile of Canadian guys getting slowly but surely replaced or not getting enough of a chance, you know?
Yeah.
You know, it's as much a joke as it has a hint of truth, you know?
There might be.
Yeah.
There might be. Maybe it is the trust thing. Maybe you're right. Maybe it's just that, geez, they just don't trust the Canadian players to do the job.
Yeah.
Right? And they're... So they don't give them as many chances.
As many chances, yeah.
I don't know, though, because right now they're not really winning games. So,
well,
they might not be able to do any worse.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? You put a bunch of hungry
young Canadian prospects out there.
Maybe they're going to rip it up because they just have so much more invested in it.
That's right.
I don't know.
You don't know.
It's hard to say, though, on the other hand, that somebody in a pro contract doesn't also have a lot invested, no matter where they're from.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Yeah.
Are there any other housekeeping issues that we were supposed to...
NASL.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah. So, I mean, FC Edmonton right now, sitting at the top of the NASL fall standings, and I think they're a point off of Indy 11's overall.
Yeah, I haven't looked at the standings for a week.
Right now, Steve Sandor is banging his head against the desk because he's told both of us what the overall is.
Yeah, no, he's not, because he never listens to us.
That's true. Steve Sandor actually secretly hates us and draws fantasy noir comics about basically constantly hunting us down and murdering us in different ways.
That's kind of scary. You know, Steve's a smart guy. If he wanted to secretly, like, commit the perfect murder and you and I happen to be the target, I would be afraid for my life. I would be genuinely afraid because he could pull it.
Brian, how does he get the vat of acid on an Eiffel balcony?
What the heck is that from?
That's Pinky and the Brain.
Oh, Pinky and the Brain. Right. Jeez. Terrible.
Come on, no.
Okay, now where were we going with this? Oh, yeah, I mean...
Yeah.
Here's the thing with Edmonton, though. And I know they're doing fantastically. And, like, I love the fact that they're doing fantastically. But they could end up hosting the Soccer Bowl.
Yeah.
Winning, late
November?
Yeah, winning the NASL championship. They've got a legitimate shot at that because they've been just on a total roll if they keep it going.
Yeah.
And have 2,645 fans show up for the game.
Yeah.
Right? They just don't seem to be able to catch on, and it kind of drives me crazy.
I think part of it is Clark, that there really isn't much of a buzz about that stadium. It honestly is like a high school stadium.
It's not so bad.
It's like Gordie Howe. It's like Gordie Howe Bowl.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not. Sure, the one side with the blue stands is actually pretty good.
It is nice, but I mean the other side is an old big concrete, old building, and it's the afterthought of Commonwealth.
Yeah, I don't know how you know what I mean? Rectify that without knocking that part down and building new.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, well, and would you even want to build new right beside Commonwealth? That's the other question too.
If you've got the field. Of course, there are all the stories about the fact that they don't even have control of their own destiny because minor football pushes them out all the time, which is just kind of tragic.
Let's face the facts. It's the city of Edmonton who are really, honestly, in my opinion, holding them back. You know,
you mean the administration city, like the city administration?
Yeah.
Yeah, perhaps. It's
because they're the ones who will sign off on letting minor football do that. They're the ones who have put the onus on them to have to sell, they had to sell all 4,000
before they're going to invest any money.
Invest any more. I mean, there's also another argument that maybe the Fats just need to shut up and pony up the dough for a new stadium.
But it'd be very hard to ask them to do that after the millions they've already spent.
I know, right? And that's the thing. That's why that comment is somewhat preposterous.
Right.
When you
really
think about
it. Right.
But
like, I mean, they've already poured so much money into it, and thankfully they have, and thankfully they continue to try and work at it. But
I'm losing my rum buzz, and it's only 8 o'clock. Disappoints me. I really want another rum and coke. I'm not gonna lie. Can you like pick that up and carry it with me towards my fridge so I can pour another one?
No, I'm not going to do that.
Oh, come on.
Okay.
Will it capture my voice from over there if I talk loud enough?
You know, it's pretty sensitive. I've had it in between myself and another person at a pub with a band playing.
Yeah.
And it's picked us up.
Yeah. Well, my sound is real echoey for me back here.
It probably does. Okay, I'm going to carry it over there. No, I'm going to carry it over there.
Are you?
Yes.
All right, good man.
Yeah. Okay, so, it is very, very echoey in here.
Yeah.
I never noticed how live it was in this part of your condo.
Oh, yeah.
It's quite live.
Quite.
And on that point, that's another person that we have to have back on the podcast. He's been on a couple times. By the way, have you listened to any of the Rabbit Radio episodes?
Mm-hmm.
They've been darn good.
Oh, yeah, they've been great.
I gotta say.
They've been fantastic.
They really have.
And you know, it's almost a shame that FC Edmonton has to turn to basically amateur podcasting instead of being able to have a segment on Edmonton Sports Radio.
Yeah, although they're doing a good job of it. But
they are.
Edmonton Sports Radio would give them much more notoriety.
That's the thing, and they're a professional. They're a professional sports team playing in your city,
right?
Give them, give them something.
Yeah,
but right, they're not, like for Christ's sakes,
they're not the Oilers and they're not the Eskimos.
I know, and that's what scares me about Saskatoon as well, and even Regina. Is in Saskatoon, unless you are the U of S team. Or the Blades,
right?
You don't get a ton of you won't get a ton of coverage. Or the Rush. The Rush are actually doing not bad,
right?
People fall in love with the Rush.
Well, yeah, and they won a championship and they sold out a bunch of games.
Yeah, and that's why, because their success has just been
It's catapulted
endless.
Them.
Yeah. It's catapulted them. See, in Regina,
I'm gonna
if you're not the Riders.
Okay, hold on though. I'm gonna boldly say something.
You're going to boldly say
boldly
what
say
no one has
I'm not
said before?
I'm going to say something that is bold. One small word for me, a giant word for me kind. I don't know.
You killed it, Rob.
I know I did. Okay, so...
Cheryl, what was that out of a scale? Out of a scale of one to shit? What was that?
This is the only time in the whole podcast that Cheryl has not laughed. So far,
that's
was
right. That you were that done.
I was like, oh man, that was really bad, wasn't it? No, even with the Riders dominating the sports market in Regina, in its first season, a Canadian Premier League team, if it gets established, would draw more fans than FC Edmonton.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I think 3,000 would be an absolute minimum, and I think we could do much better than
I could see Regina CanPL, if we may go full hashtag in this.
And we
He's
have.
Gone full hashtag.
Yeah. He's gone to plan.
That's right. If we can go full hashtag, I think a CanPL side in Regina.
Sorry, I'm just flashing back. We can't stop. It's too fast.
That's right. Yeah.
Pull the emergency brake.
Yeah. Yeah.
Take a 5-minute break. Smoke if you got him.
Yeah, smoke if you got him, yeah.
Okay, anyway.
Anyway, we've, horribly digressed. But, I think I could see a 5,000 average.
I could too.
For sure.
I legitimately could.
Nobody heard that now because your hand was right over top of it.
No, the mic's up. No, the mic's up here. Yeah.
You know, that was the most insightful thing we've ever said.
Yeah, exactly.
And everybody, all they heard was...
That almost sounded like an old Beastie Boys song. Whatever the heck it says. I can't remember.
Intergalactic Planetary.
Intergalactic, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Intergalactic Planetary. Planetary Can PL.
Yeah. Okay, anyway. So, all right, let's there's a lot going on in Canadian soccer. There's so much going on that it's hard to keep up half the time.
But which it's great. I want to be overwhelmed.
I know, it's great because 10 years ago none of this stuff was happening.
That's right. Even Cheryl's overwhelmed and she barely knows what's going on.
Yeah, sure.
Sure.
Yeah. Ouch. Okay, so let's turn to the big topic at hand. And I'm still kind of floating around because of this big topic. The women's bronze medal. Now, before we talk about any of the Olympic Games, actual games of the Olympics, I want you to try and think back to the, prior to the tournament.
Yeah.
Let's list out the major criticisms that were being leveled at the team so that we can at least remind ourselves how foolish we were. When I say we, I mean you and other people.
Yeah.
Because I didn't have any of these concerns. Yes, of course I did. I had lots of them.
Yeah.
Okay, you say one, and then I'll say one, and we'll just kind of ping-pong back and forth, because I think there's lots that we can unearth here when we think back.
All they are is a big group of friends who people have hyped up too much.
Okay, yes, there's the whole friendship angle.
Yeah, ultra-connected.
Yes,
ultra-connected.
99 friendship.
99 friendship, that's right.
Shout out to Ben and Carolyn there.
That's right.
By the way, and if you have a chance, listen to 99 friendship, Ben and Carolyn's podcast.
They're small time, they're trying to make it, so give them a chance.
Small time, ouch. No, I haven't listened to every episode. I wish I had. I've listened to a couple. It's about 33% just Carolyn and Ben giggling.
Yes.
Which is lovely.
Yeah. Yeah.
And this is off topic too. You haven't seen whether or not Squiz and Claire Rustad are going to do any more
Canadian soccer experiment?
Yeah. They experiment.
Experiment, yeah.
I hope they do, because
I don't see why they wouldn't.
Now that we're post Olympics, it's time for them to get back on that.
Yeah.
So get that back on that, folks. Anyway,
You should put like a do 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 do.
Okay, so yes, they were the most connected team, but being the most connected team doesn't necessarily win championships. Like, the U.S. isn't the most connected team. Half of them hate each other, I swear.
Yeah, but, and Hope Solo is just a giant cunt.
You can't say that on here. Now I'm going to have to go find that and bleep it. You jerk. Okay, what minute is that at? Hold on a second here. 32 minutes and 53 seconds.
32:53. Everybody can check their check the time on the podcast player when they're listening to this and see that exactly... 1.4 seconds were erased.
It'll just be like a... Yeah. There'll be like a silent part there. But it won't be exactly at 32:53 because there's the intro and all that.
That's right. Yeah. We'll have to let people know what that intro is. It's like,
man,
that,
I can't believe you did that.
It's like that 0 point of a way scale, you know?
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah. Thanks a lot. Okay. So...
Secretly, I take great pleasure in that. So.
Yes, of course you do. I don't even know what to say now.
That's right.
Okay, so, no, seriously, though. Teams don't necessarily have to have that level of cohesion. It's clear that the women do have an incredibly high level of cohesion. And I think that at the end of this tournament, you can see that that actually played a positive role in what they did. But that was one of the criticisms. Okay, here's my criticism that was being leveled at the team. Steph Labbe is going to let in 8 soft goals.
I don't know. I'm just as confused as you.
is going to be culpable for like a whole bunch of soft goals because she's going to go up and she's going to flap at the ball.
That's right.
Yada, 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 because she won't catch the ball, etc., etc.
Yep.
Please bring back Erin McLeod. Screw her knee together so that she can hobble her way out there. Please, yes. Otherwise we're toast.
Yeah, turn Erin McLeod into the war mech she so greatly deserves
yes.
to become.
Yes. Okay. Your turn.
Ooh, I actually have to think a little bit. All John does is fill the team full of filler players that once again plays on the most connected or the ultra connected team.
Okay.
So and Tancredi is once again going to take the spot of a youth player that should so greatly be there.
You can't do 2. That's unfair. Okay,
They're connected.
I'll just add to your 2. Herdman's just a salesman.
Right.
He's a salesman in a tight shirt. He doesn't know what he's doing. All he's doing is baffling everybody with his BS all the time. Mm-hmm. And he doesn't have any tactical knowledge. He can't actually set a team up to win, yada, yada, yada. Okay, but on the Tancredi...
John Herdman yelling?
That's a funny hat.
That is awesome.
Yeah, it's great.
Love that account.
Yeah,
whoever runs great. That hat's off.
Yeah,
it's
brilliant.
Beautiful.
Brilliant stuff. And on the Tancredi thing, people were shocked that she was on the roster, although... Maybe given Herdman's team selections in the past, maybe they shouldn't have been. Because it was kind of obvious that she was going to be on, but maybe not 100%.
So I have to tell you, I'm honestly like, I'm a little, you know, I'm glad that she bagged those 2
yeah.
for the win.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I would have much preferred it to be a like Deanne Rose or Ginny Becky doing that
right.
with Mel simply not on the roster.
Well.
So that another young player, I just, you know, it's a very weird
sentiment. When we start going through the young players' contributions to this bronze medal,
mm-hmm.
I think we're going to see that they acquitted themselves quite well, right? So I wasn't too concerned that there weren't more young players, because there's a lot of youth, and that those youth ended up being, to a large extent, the most critical players in the tournament.
Yeah.
So... having one more would have been okay.
Yep.
But then we may not have gotten that win against Germany because
yeah.
well, Tank had 2 very well taken goals. But hold on.
Yeah.
There's one more important criticism that I think needs to be brought up. And that is, I don't know who would think about doing this, but some idiot went to the Saskatoon X.
Yeah.
Instead of going to watching the France-Canada game
yeah.
and said crazy stuff like, oh, now that we've got France, we're going to get played off the park. We're
going to
get ripped to shreds because we've got France.
I was going to say...
And we didn't.
Yeah, I was going to say there was a belief that we simply didn't have the depth to be able to hold a candle to the Frances and Germans.
There was a belief?
There was a belief, yes.
By whom?
A large swath of Canadian soccer fans.
There may have been.
Yes.
But lots of that swath
yeah.
did not go to the X instead of watching the game on TV.
Yeah, and by the way, the unofficial name, I can't remember who it was that coined it, might have been Aubrey, but taking Saskatoon X and just simply shortening it to the sex.
Right.
Yeah.
But that's still not going to ride the zipper as the Saskatoon X.
So Cheryl, her sister, and I went to the sex. Play with that as you will.
She's just shaking her head.
She's
just
shaking
like,
her head right
what
now.
What are you talking about? you dummy. I'm packing my suitcase. I'm leaving. Okay, so anyway, let's...
She doesn't have the guts.
Jeez.
I deal with this every game.
Nice. Great comment from the peanut gallery.
That's
there.
Right.
Awesome.
She's actually supposed to be like regularly contributing to this particular podcast.
No, she's just cutting you down, which is great.
Yeah, that's awesome. What did I tell you? I told her beforehand. before you got here, I'm like, really, this is just an opportunity for Rob to, or you to say snide things, and then Rob to agree and a dogpile on.
Yeah, it's perfect. That's perfect.
Yeah, and prophecy come true.
Okay, so, like, I don't think it would take hours and hours to go through it by game by game.
My buzz is back, by the way.
Oh, good. That's good. I'm happy for you.
Yes.
But
I'm glad for you.
Yes. Let's just try and sum up the general understanding of the tournament. And let me see if I can do this. They did not look out of place. They had one off game, and that was the second game against Germany.
Germany, yeah.
Otherwise, they did not look out of place against any of those higher ranked teams, and I don't remember ever seeing that out of our women's team.
You know, it's funny.
Did they?
No, they did not. And thinking, in Winnipeg, did we tie the Yanks?
Yeah, it's 1-1.
Yeah, it was 1-1. And you know what? Maybe that was actually more, maybe that was more foretelling than any of us at the time realized, because there were a number of there were a number of young players that were on the field for that game.
Yeah. Do you remember
on the field?
Do you remember who the starting center back pair was?
It was Buchanan and was it Zdorsky or
no,
Quinn?
It was Quinn.
It was Quinn. I still rate Quinn above Zdorsky, by the way.
Do you?
Yeah. I rate Quinn above Zdorsky, and not a lot of people seem to agree with that.
I think Quinn is fantastic.
Yeah.
But I think Zdorsky's really good too, which is good. It's good. When Zdorsky and Quinn were out there, they also had a good showing together.
I think we somehow need to take Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman and somehow play that off of
Dr. Quinny Medicine Woman. Dr. Quinny 5 Medicine Woman.
Defender Quinn Medicine Woman. I don't know. We got to figure out some way. We got to find the theme song to that show create a chant off of it.
Oh, man, that's pretty good. Okay, we're getting too far afield from the question that I asked, which is, of course, why we're doing this, because it's you answering my questions.
Right. And Cheryl simply sitting there and shaking her head.
Yeah, going,
bad
oh my
joke
God.
After bad joke.
Yeah.
And wondering how she got stuck with such a geek.
Yeah. Yeah. My wife thinks that too. I'm pretty sure.
Does she have hope, Rob?
I doubt it. But anyway, my kids also think that, I think. Were you surprised by the fact that they just seemed to be able to play as well as they did against what were supposed to be superior opposition?
Yes, absolutely. I honestly didn't think... You know, I didn't... I'll admit this fully. I didn't give us the benefit of the doubt when it came to the quality of certain players that were out on the field who are, in fact, upgrades over who we've had in the past.
Such as?
Ashley Lawrence.
Yeah.
Sweet Jesus. She is world-class. That tournament... And
she might have been the best player for Canada in this tournament.
Yeah.
An argument could be made.
Yeah. Well, I'm pretty sure Ben in his Maple Leaf Forever article actually pegged her as...
Yeah,
as
he might have. I read that. I don't remember the details, but...
Yeah. Or at least a player of the tournament for Canada, if not overall. But she... In that final, we were talking beforehand, she absolutely annihilated Marla.
Marla Maple.
Yeah. It's funny because my HR manager's name is Marla.
Oh, okay.
Marla Mays.
Yeah, Marta.
Marta.
Yeah, I had her for breakfast every time she was on her side.
Every time.
Yeah.
It was insane.
Marta had nothing on her.
No. She roasted whoever that Brazilian right fullback was.
On the first goal?
Yeah. Just ate her for breakfast. It was insane.
And who started that play?
Considering, I better not make this joke.
Oh. And who started that play?
That was started by Zdorsky?
Yeah, it was.
It was, yeah, that's right. It was my Shalina.
Nice.
My Shalina.
Nice.
We were doing that in Hamilton.
Were we?
Yes. Jimmy knows. Well, Jimmy listens, he'll tweet you.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Jimmy, if you're listening, you'll tweet Rob and say, indeed, we were doing that in Hamilton.
He harasses me too much already.
Jimmy, another chance to harass him.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so, yes, she totally torched the entire Brazilian defense by running onto that ball at just the right moment.
Yeah.
She's too fast for them to catch. She has the touch and the wherewithal, the game sense, to be able to get her head up, take a peek, And I actually thought that she was aiming for who is running the kind of the center lane there. Was it Fleming?
Yeah.
It might have been Fleming. And I thought that she was going to square
Fleming,
the ball
for because
her.
Fleming is the one who kisses the badge.
Right, yes,
after
right.
Deanne
yes,
Rose
it is.
Scores
yeah.
it. Yeah.
And she blows the pass by her. And just because of the camera angle, I thought, oh, she totally messed that. And Deanne Rose comes
at a
barreling,
million miles an hour.
Barreling out of nowhere.
A million miles an
and,
hour.
And blasts that in.
Yeah.
And I was just like, what?
Hats off to Barbara. For getting a leg to that, even.
Oh, yeah, she moved across
she moved
laterally
across.
Really
yeah,
well,
yeah,
actually.
Yeah,
yeah. And anyway, I mean, she hits that at a slightly different angle. She actually makes the save. But then maybe Fleming's got a tap in. I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Yeah, likely.
Yes, yes, Ashley Lawrence, upgrade, continue.
And once again, Deanne Rose. We've never had that kind of speed up top.
I know.
Never. And Jeanine Becky. Jeanine Becky is honestly going to get over 100 goals. In her national
I think she
career.
Probably will. She's got great touch.
Oh,
great.
What's she at already? She's got to be close to 10 already.
Yeah, it might be 10. It might be 12. It's somewhere in there. I meant to look this up. I forgot. But yeah, she's you know, scoring at a great rate. Let's just put it that way.
Yes.
She's already...
Regularly.
She's
That's
already scored more than several people that have played many more games than her.
Mm-hmm.
The whole... Dipsy doodle over the French fullback, and then the half volley over to Sophie Schmidt to finish was absolutely stellar.
Pretty,
it was absolutely stellar.
That was pretty, and my tournament favorite was Jesse Fleming dipsy doodling three different Brazilian players, and then slipping that ball in.
Yeah,
for. Was it Deanne that played the ball into...
Yeah, it was. Deanne Rose
plays the ball into...
She got the assist on that.
Yeah. Yeah, Deanne was player of the match, that match, in my
opinion. Wow, and she had the
goal
hit,
assist.
She had the hit post, too, or the hit crossbar.
And the hit
which
post.
Which would have just been
the
icing
left-footed
the
post. Oh,
yeah.
My God, and she has a left foot!
Yeah.
How many of our Canadian national women's players, historically...
Yeah, shoot with both feet.
...can we say could shoot proficiently with both feet?
If...
Sinclair is one of them.
I would say one, maybe. Maybe there are more.
I
can't
think. I think Sophie Schmidt has had a couple.
Perhaps. Yeah, perhaps.
Left. I don't know about D-Math. I don't know if Vanna has ever had much of a left foot, but maybe she has. I don't know.
So here's the thing that on top of all that is crazy about that particular goal.
Yeah.
And we've skipped over... The Sinclair breakaway against Australia.
Yeah, but I mean, those weren't as big of highlights for me.
Oh,
geez. Honestly,
that was a great goal.
It
too.
Was a good goal, but...
That was a great goal because Fleming is going out to pick up the ball on the far right side after a bit of a scramble in our own 18.
Yeah.
Takes a look
and
sees Sinclair streaking and lays it on a platter for her.
That's the play about that goal that really excites me.
Yeah.
Because...
Great vision.
We have historically not really... had that kind
yeah, that,
of...
Yeah, that ball 10 years ago was going into Rosette.
Yeah.
The ball.
I mean, it's
right?
off of Claire Rustad's foot into Rosette. I mean, let's not beat around the bush here.
Okay, she would have a one-liner. That would be way better than what you just said. It's pretty much a guarantee.
Yes, but she's not here now.
Yeah, she is not here. She'll tweet it at us.
Yeah, she will probably.
Okay,
I still want to play against her in the supporters versus supporters match.
Yeah, she'll just kill you.
Well, we'll find out.
Okay, so... I want to talk a bit more about the Fleming setup for the second goal in the Brazil game, though. Are you watching this? Or are you watching Champions League highlights?
I'm kind of doing both.
Yeah, yeah. If you go back to the start of that play, Barbara had the ball and was trying to do a quick throw out to, I think, their fullback on Brazil's left side, our right side.
Yeah.
Jesse Fleming was somewhere in the midfield.
And tracks her down.
And she closed 15 or 20 yards or maybe even 25 yards.
Yeah.
By the time the ball gets to that Brazilian player.
She's got speed too.
Puts pressure on her.
Yeah.
The ball kind of bounces around between them. And then she just kind of cleverly side foots it in between the Brazilian player's legs.
Yeah.
And leaves her for dead.
Legs her, yeah.
Right? And then has the ball on her right foot. Makes it. She's shaping as if she's going to cross it. Another Brazilian defender comes in, and she just casually drags it past her under her left foot, and the other Brazilian player goes flying by, and she leaves her for dead. Then she lays it on a platter for Deanne Rose, which is like three outstanding plays within about a 2.5 second span. It's just like boom, boom, boom. And it's like, when have we ever seen that?
That's the thing. That, you know what? That is the thing that that made the biggest impact on me for this Olympic tournament, is that we won games, but we won them in a way that we've never won games before.
Right.
We won them because individual players made incredibly skillful plays to create goal scoring opportunities,
right. And
then we finished them.
Right. Yeah, when have we seen that when it hasn't been primarily Christine Sinclair doing that?
Yeah, and hoofed up to her.
Often. I mean, especially if you go back 10 years or whatever.
I mean, at the previous Olympic tournament, that game against the Yanks, we were full marks for creating our chances in that one too.
A couple that Sinclair made a lot on her.
Yes.
She made a great header off of a corner.
Those headers she scored in that game, neat, like.
Yeah, she was just feeling it. Hey,
the footage of her goals from that 3-2, from that loss, needs to be put into the Canadian Museum of Civilization. Seriously though,
like, this display on the wall.
It is it needs to be a big video that just shows them one after the other, kind of almost in slow motion.
I wonder if there's video of all of her goals.
Somebody should make that.
It could just be an end to end
of Sinclair's
goals, all 100 and whatever they are.
Yeah,
60,
like regular speed, and then like a closer shot at slower speed, and then the next one,
end to end, hours.
Yeah, it would. But I'd totally sit there and watch it. It'd be its own exhibit. She deserves her own damn exhibit.
I wouldn't be against it.
Oh,
absolutely not.
She totally deserves her own exhibit.
I mean, as much as you know, there's the whole chasing Abby Wambach for the goal.
Oh my God!
Thing.
There's
the
a
goal.
Terrible movie, Chasing Abby Wambach.
Yeah, chasing Abby.
Or being chased by Abby. I don't know which is.
Yeah, yeah. Kevin Smith will make it. No, here's the thing about that. I think there's a very strong argument to be made, and maybe it's an easy argument to make even, that despite the fact that Abby Wambach has scored more goals, Christine Sinclair is the best female player to date that the game has ever seen.
Ever seen, yeah.
Right? Despite the fact that she's, whatever, 20 goals short of Abby Wambach's total. She scored them against more difficult opposition, generally speaking.
I made the jerk-off motion, by the way. When I said that,
I guess I don't have to bleep that because nobody can see it.
Yeah, we can see it.
And she plays a much different role, and now she's kind of reimagined herself somewhat as.
And she's still scoring
a bit of a deeper playing player, and maybe she might end up in a more defensive midfielder role as she gets older and maybe a little bit slower.
Well, yeah, she could become the first female Pirlo, if you will.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying.
Some people might call patriarchy on that and say, well, how could you say she has to be a female Pirlo?
Who could complain about being compared to Pirlo?
Well, yeah, that's honestly, yeah. It's
a major compliment.
It is.
Okay, but here's the other thing. And this goes to the whole aging and speed and whatnot. When Fleming played that ball to her towards the end of the Australia game, she was outrunning both Australian defenders.
Yeah.
So I'm not so sure that her legs are completely gone yet.
I think she's the player who still has the speed and the power, but only has it in chunks and bursts,
right,
and only so many. She's like a car that has so many NOS canisters in it. And the switch can get flipped so many times during that race, but they have to be used sparingly.
Right.
Because before, you could just have her with an open NOS canister and it just didn't end. But now there's like six switches, and you have to choose wisely when you flip those to maximize them, you know what I mean?
Okay, one other thing, and then I want to change gears slightly.
You want to go around the horn in another direction?
We're going to throw it out west.
Throw it out west?
We're going to go out west, way out west.
We have different,
come back east.
We have different ideas?
We have different ideas.
Yeah.
I want
to know if Cheryl fully knows the ideas.
I want you to chime in on this.
Yeah, Cheryl should chime in. She's just like, no, dear God.
Yeah, no, thank you. No, thank you.
Yeah, we're going to throw it out to her to end this.
Okay, are we?
Yeah.
Okay, so... One other thing on top of all that that we've said, and all of this has been very complimentary, I thought it was quite clear that compared to... and this hasn't always been the case in the past. In fact, sometimes it's been the opposite. Compared to Australia, somewhat compared to Germany the first time they met them, I think also compared to France, and certainly against Brazil in the last game, the women's fitness was head and shoulders above the other teams, and they never seemed like they were completely worn out or gassed. Occasionally, individual players looked like they needed a break, but the general department on the team was not this, okay, all we can do is sit back and defend because we don't have any energy left. It was never like that, which is a pretty...
In fact, people made the comment that the fact that... I heard a comment from some who were... I don't think they'd be your regular Herdman detractor, if you will.
Okay.
But some people made the comment that Brazil's goal was Herdman's fault for the fact that he tactically had them start to sit back and stop pressing like they were. And I don't know if that's a valid argument. I don't have enough experience to state whether that...
I mean, it was a little bit of an unfortunate... Like, it looked like Shalina Zdorsky was...
Turned. She got fully turned, for sure.
But it also looked like she was going to dive in and maybe get to that
Rebecca
ball.
Quinn wouldn't have, but...
it looked like she was going to maybe dive in and
Shalina's
get to that
mom
ball.
Don't hate me.
Yeah.
Especially after you interviewed her.
She'll send me a Twitter message and say, get off the podcast with that jerk.
Yeah, that's right. I wouldn't blame her.
Yeah, neither did I, actually. but no, it just looked like she hesitated. She was going to try and get in front and head that away. She was too late, and then it was too late to recover, and she was just out of it, right? Having said that, she didn't make very many mistakes in the tournament, and as a center back, that's kind of what you want, right? You want them to not be that visible, because if they're visible, sometimes it means they're being culpable for things.
Yeah, so, they need to be... There's only one good visible, and that's when a defender's scoring, really.
Yeah, or you're getting up and you're clearing a lot of stuff that's in the air.
Yeah, I guess there's only two good times.
but the fact that we've got three center backs that seem to feel so comfortable with the ball at their feet is really encouraging, right? One of whom is left-footed, which helps as well. But okay, let's just change it around a little bit. Potential criticisms that you can see coming from that tournament, despite the fact this is all lovely and we're all happy and everything's great and everybody's wonderful and we're on top of the world.
We still have defensive issues for the fact that Shalina got turned on that goal.
That's a small thing, I think. It happens, right?
But somebody will raise it.
Yeah, okay.
It'll happen. Yeah. Defensive issues, we'll say. Okay. Because of the Germany game. They'll say that we have defensive issues because of the Germany game. Yeah. We are magically still somehow too reliant on Christine Sinclair.
Yeah, are we?
Somebody will say it.
No, I'm not saying what somebody would say. I'm saying legitimate.
Oh, legitimate.
Yeah, legitimate criticism.
Okay. I thought you were just saying things that people are going to throw out.
No. What?
Legitimate things.
Can I say one?
We're screwed once DeMath and Sinclair leave the team.
Are we?
And I think people would argue that. I think that's got a little bit of legs, too.
Maybe.
I don't think we have another midfielder who is honestly... Jessie Fleming could become DeMath's replacement, in a way.
I think she kind of already is, in a way.
I think DeMath does still have that extra bit of experience on top of her.
Oh, for sure.
You can see it play out on the field.
She didn't have a bad tournament, either. She was solid.
Yeah, she was. She was. And she honestly will be a loss. Is Joe Hart losing his hair?
I don't know.
He must be.
If I recall correctly, I don't think Matheson went for a full 90. Did she go for a full 90? She got subbed in the final. Or she subbed on.
She got subbed in the final.
Yeah. Which
Pretty
is interesting.
Sure she did. Yeah. Yeah. She got subbed in the final. She might have gone a full 90 for a game like Zimbabwe or maybe for the Australia game.
Yeah. Did she play against Zimbabwe? I don't remember.
That's a question I don't remember, actually.
Anyway, not important.
That was a fun game, actually, except for the second half, which was honestly some of the shittiest football that
Yeah, it was a bit sloppy.
The women's team has played in a long time.
It was a bit sloppy. Let me throw a potential criticism out. I know that you know, Kadisha Buchanan has been really, really hyped. Deserves some of that. Are you going to make it? What is wrong with you?
Oh, I took that a little
bit. Oh, okay. Buchanan. Super hyped.
Oh, yeah.
Made some mistakes, and some of them are a little bit inexcusable.
Kadisha. I think, yeah, she had the worst tournament she's ever had.
Do you think it was that bad?
Yes.
I just think that she made some mistakes.
No, she had the worst tournament she's ever had. Well, I'll throw that out there because I think... Because we've seen her...
Because so many of our other tournaments have been so good, maybe.
Yeah, but that still legitimizes the comment.
No, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
It's the worst tournament she's ever had.
Yeah. So still maybe not that bad. By far.
No, I mean, she still was decent in large swaths. Yeah. But... She had errors that were glaring. I mean, the Germany goal
was a
glaring error. I mean, that was a misjudgment of misjudgments. That sunk us that game.
Yeah, you don't need to slide at all in that game, in that position. You should never slide in that position. I don't think. We're talking about the same thing, aren't we?
Yeah.
When she slid in.
She slid in, yeah.
And drew the penalty.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think you ever slide there.
You don't need to slide. You don't need to slide, Kadisha Buchanan.
You don't need to slide.
that should come out the next friendly they play. Next time she has a slide tackle that gets called.
I think that's kind of mean. That.
Well, how does she know it's related to the Olympic tournament?
I think it'd be pretty obvious. But anyway, I think it's a legitimate criticism that you should not be so rash in those situations, especially when. Whoever the German woman was that was going for the ball was going to end up pinned against the sideline if you just go and show her that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it looked like
a realtor, show her the sideline.
Yeah, show her the sideline. I remember sitting there watching that and thinking, don't slide, don't slide, don't slide. Oh, you slid, right? And that's how, that was the exact thing. I was like, no, don't do that.
Yeah.
But it's too late. Yeah. She couldn't hear me from here.
No, sadly.
Sadly.
She could hear John Herdman yelling, though.
Yes, she could hear John Herdman yelling. He didn't wear as many button-up shirts this time.
And they weren't quite as tight.
No.
I know. The styles changed. That whole Twitter account is in jeopardy.
Yeah, but about how many buttons he's undone.
Yes, right.
He can't undo any buttons.
Yeah, but he can zip things.
If he's not wearing a button-up shirt.
He was zipping. He had zips, so he could start zipping things.
Yeah, we could see that.
I hope whoever runs that account is innovative.
Yes. Okay, final word. Final word.
Final word. Sweet Jesus, we've only gotten like a quarter of the way into this.
Have we?
Oh, I think so.
We're already at over an hour. Okay, final word.
Final word is up to Cheryl. Yeah. Cheryl, okay. What did you take away from that Olympic tournament?
I only saw one game.
No.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I saw one game with you here, the first game.
Zimbabwe?
No, Australia. Would be the first game.
That's all I saw.
Oh, okay. Maybe you only saw Australia.
Yeah.
Well, that's it. What were your thoughts on that game? Oh, come on.
Don't.
Okay. Leave her alone. Leave her alone.
Fine.
Okay, so.
She's probably eating popcorn and I zoned out.
Okay, so here's the final word.
Ba-do-ba-do-ba, she's my baby.
Jeez. What's next on the agenda? What does the women's team need to do next?
They need to show up at the World Cup more than they did. For them to
That's 3 years away, though.
Yeah, 3 years away, but we have this group, this pool of young players, plus, I'd argue, you have your Sophie Schmidt, potentially your D-Math.
Right.
Most likely...
Sinclair.
Sink, yeah.
How many other vets?
You know what? That might be it. That might be it for vets, honestly. Because who else? I mean,
do you think Erin McLeod makes a return, or do you think, however many blown knees she's had,
I think Erin tries, and has an unfortunate bout of the Kara Lang.
Oh, You think so?
Yeah.
Oh, I hope not.
I hope not, too.
That'd be
but,
horrible for
Anita,
basically.
Well, how old is Aaron now? Aaron's got to be in
I don't remember,
30s.
But I sure don't want somebody else's knee to explode.
No, I know. I'm not wishing it by any means, but I'm saying
I think
you have another athlete whose knees are going, and she's trying to come back and trying to come back.
Well, I'd be curious to see. I'm sure Desiree Scott is...
She had
a very good tournament.
Yeah, she had. Yeah, Desi would be another one.
Yeah, a very understated tournament.
Yeah, Desi, I think, as long as Desi maintains playing at a high level, whether it's in England or if she ends up in the NWSL...
I think she's there now.
If it's... No, she's still at Notts County, isn't she? Isn't she still in England?
I don't think so.
Oh, Carolyn, where are you?
She'll just be raging.
She'll rage.
Okay,
she is,
however...
She's vibrating right
however,
now.
However...
That might be because...
Can you do me a favor?
Mm-hmm.
Can you listen to 99 Friendship and then tweet, like, nasty comments about what she's saying the whole time, like she does for us?
Yeah.
Because turnabout is fair play.
That's true.
But, sorry, can I just go back for a second, too? We didn't even talk about Labbe.
That's true. We didn't talk about Labbe yet.
Part of the reason that we're not talking about her is because she didn't make these huge errors that everybody thought she was going to make. In fact, against Brazil, she even went up, just caught the ball like she was in command of the area. And it was like, but she doesn't do that. I don't think she punched the ball once against Brazil in the Brazil game.
That's true. She actually had probably her best game of the tournament.
Yeah.
I'd say. I mean, the goal that the Brazilians scored was unsavable.
Nobody gets it. Yeah, I mean, if she gets it, it's an unbelievable
save. Oh, man, it's a wonder save.
It was a very well-taken goal.
I don't think a men's keeper gets it.
No, I don't blame that one on her.
No, definitely not. That was,
I don't... How many other times, like the two Germany goals in the German game, I don't blame on her.
No, obviously, you can never blame a keeper on a penalty, that's for sure.
And obviously, the goal... that Zimbabwe scored, you can't blame her because she was on the bench.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And Sabrina D'Angelo was the one that...
D'Angelo looked fine in that game, too.
Yeah, except for that huge mistake.
Yes.
Right? She was the one that made that mistake, and Labbe didn't. But
yeah, that's true. And whatever, she's young, and we could afford it there.
Okay, so prediction time. Where are the bronze... We won the bronze medal victory tour friendlies going to be, and who are they going to be against? Because apparently there are a couple that are coming.
Hmm. I would say the Yanks.
Oh, please no.
Yeah, I'd say the Yanks for sure.
I'm sick of playing.
I'm not. Because we have so much material to always throw at those bastards.
I know, but can we play Mexico and have it be the Sinclair hat trick game?
Can we play St. Kitts and Nevis's burgeoning women's side and have it be the Sinclair... what's the term for nine?
Nueve?
Noivtuplet? I don't know what the heck the word would be. Yeah. Not octuplet. We'll make it octuplet because that's easier
eight
to say.
Eight is enough.
Yeah. 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 Only if there's another one. But
right.
Ooh. Yeah, that's right. But we're whipping out some really coy Canadian soccer jokes in this one.
Yes, of course.
I think the sauce has allowed us to get witty.
Okay, so anyway, you don't have a...
the Yanks?
The Americans.
You said there were three, right?
I don't know. I don't know how many there are.
Okay,
they were just hinted at.
Let's
I don't even know when they might be or where.
Let's say three.
Okay.
The Yanks for sure.
Okay.
Japan.
Okay.
And, China.
Okay.
You know, because China's always looking to play the top ten teams.
Yeah, they do seem to be.
Because they're really wanting to build up their ranking, and they're sure of themselves that they can actually start pulling results.
Okay,
so
where?
I think the CSA really needs to forcefully make all these games in Canada.
Yeah, well, I'm assuming they're going to be in Canada. If it's a Canadian victory tour.
Oh, yes, right.
You know, they're going to be in Canada.
That was a dur moment caused by the CSA.
Yeah. We're going to play one in Bermuda. Why? I don't know.
We're going to play Sunrise, Florida. Why? Wasn't that where the CSA is based?
It's going to be a closed-door celebratory friendly.
That's right.
What?
On a cricket pitch.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense. Yeah, we're still doing it. We don't have enough money. We spent it all in the Olympics.
That's right. BMO against the Yanks again.
Okay.
Against Japan, probably Vancouver, because they want to pull out as many people there as they can.
Okay.
And I would say Edmonton for China.
Okay. Can we have one in Hamilton for the Hamilton folks?
Ah, they don't do that stuff.
Hey,
you know?
Come on. It's building up the whole Canadian Premier League soccer presence in Hamilton thing.
James and Carl are literally the only two soccer people in Hamilton.
No, they are not.
They are. That's it. That's
and
all
you know
is.
That they're not because you've met a bunch of them.
Barton Battalion is literally literally James and Carl.
It's just like a guy and a half.
Yeah, basically, yeah. Yeah, people can make their own jokes on who's the half there, but...
I'm just going to leave it there. I'm not going to touch that.
Yeah, I'm curious to see what vitriol comes my way.
I'm sure there will be some.
Yes.
And that brings us to the end of episode 84. Thanks for listening. We'll be back soon with hopefully multiple podcasts. So until then, take care.